Apollo 13 flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flying.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Econ.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Roger that, Houston.
Yeah!
we'd like to tell you you're doing a really great job.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Are you calling from a 1-900 number?
Did you call or something?
No.
Okay, then no, we're not.
Okay. Very lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I have to go take a shower now.
You're crazy.
Thank you.
Bye. Bruce Brady in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Oh, yeah! I want to tell you about Dead City Radio, man. In the new capital, Super Town. Yeah! A world of magic lands and the chemical blues. A world where extends the unknown and why is the zero. Yeah, drug is down to sound my radio. 20 mortal lashes of grotesque audio. Glittering fountains, misspent youth. I'm a rhinestone tiger in a leisure suit.
ladies' room took the water from the toilet, washed her feet and blessed her name. More peace. It's such a dirty habit.
I'm gonna rescue you, I'm gonna not my kind. It's not my time to wonder why. Everything all white, everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. Don't let the days go by. Glycerine, glycerine.
Let's see if we got Zach. We talked nasty about one of our station employees earlier. Zach, bud, is that you?
Yes, Bruce, me.
Zach, sorry we talked crap about you on the air.
See, I was going to say, you know, I was going to bring by some beer later, but, you know, you can forget about it, Bruce, you know?
First of all, we can qualify this just a little bit, okay, Zach?
Yes, go ahead.
You indeed are one of the hairiest men on the planet.
No.
This guy has got braids coming off his back.
Right? I do not.
I'm getting personally grossed out now.
His legs look like a piece of shag carpeting. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you.
Well, you know, I've seen pictures of you with your shirt off, Bruce. And,
oh!
You know.
Don't start in on me. I'm an old man.
Yeah, see?
I'm 35. By the way, I'm the same age as Tom Cruise. I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, well.
And I look exactly like him for you listeners who've never heard me.
Sure.
I am just a spitting damn image.
Bruce, truth be known, you're more like the spit of Tom Cruise. But,
yeah. Oh! Ba-dum-ching!
Entertaining. Genetically damaged sort of way.
Oh, God, help us!
Bruce Brady in the morning.
Ooh. up if this is real. I only hurt myself to show you that I can feel. Are you the cancer that I can't survive? I should have listened when the angels were still alive. I'm sick to my soul.
You want it all, but you can't. on line three, Roger, with a drive-in movie theater story. What happened to you, Roger?
Well, basically, I was about 10 years old, and we went out to a drive-in, me and my brother and folks. We were in the back seat of, like you said, with the pajamas and all. And they took us to see a G-rated movie and turned out to be Debbie Doing Dallas.
Uh-oh!
Oh, no.
So, were you still awake for it?
The whole way through the all movie.
Didn't they notice that you were still awake?
Uh-huh. We got to the stand where you pay at, and they said, you do realize this is an X-rated movie tonight. And Mom looked at Dad and said, well, they got to learn sometime.
Was any of this in that scene?
Excuse me?
Right. Turn it off.
Bruce Brady. Kick ass. Mornings.
There would be no glory in your sacrifice. The world would not have existed at all.
The world will know that free men stood against a tyrant, that few stood against many. And before this battle was over, that even a god king can bleed.
Bro! Bruce and Melissa.
Yeah.
I think that's got something to do with it, too. You know, that lady from Dover hit the nail, you know, on the head.
Yeah.
She said that, you know, with a man, if the woman is ugly, she got a nice body, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know, but if the man is ugly, you know, a woman don't want to be with an ugly man.
Damn, you know, right.
I'm saying, but me, she can be ugly as all get out. But she got a nice body. I know I'm going to walk through the mall with that woman holding her hand. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. I know she ugly. But the guy turned around looking saying, but damn, she got a hell of a body.
This is the Morning Buzz with Bruce and Melissa. And this is 103.7 The Buzz.
Folks, I'd like to sing a song about the American dream. About me. About you. About the way our American hearts beat way down in the bottom of our chests. About that special feeling we get in the cockles of our hearts. Maybe below the cockles. Maybe in the subcockle area. Maybe in the liver. Maybe in the kidneys. Maybe even in the colon. We don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no,
no way,
No,
I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole,
yo.
I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo, yo, yo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong.
A 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pounder cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing the song, pal?
I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
A S S H O L E, everybody. A S S H O L E.
And I'm proud of it.
Zach?
Hello. I'm feeling your pain there, Bruce.
Oh, my sides are they're killing me, dude.
All right. I don't know if anybody's done this yet, but your mom is so fat I had to take two buses and a train to get on her good side.
No.
Your mom is so fat I had to roll over twice to get off her. There you go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Morning radio's never been like this. Bruce and Melissa, 103.7 The Buzz.
My life in this sweet surrender.
could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Told you I was hurt, bleeding on the inside. I told you I was lost in the middle of my life. There's times I stayed alive for you. There's times I would have died for you. There's times it didn't matter.
To be the mistake you can live without.
find the right way out, or let me take the wrong way down. Will you straighten me out, or make me take the long way around? I took the low road in, I'll take the high road out. I'll do whatever it takes to be the
fire six shots or only five. Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Horntag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
Ow. We'll be right back.
Some say his morning show is filled with sexual innuendo.
No, slip the dress down slowly.
And your point is, what?
I'm not wearing any.
Bruce Brady in the morning.
That's good.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry, can you hold on 1 second?
Not you, XL. All right, hang on.
What do you got going on?
I'm at work, man. I'm busy as heck. But I've been waiting to get on.
What have you been waiting to get on?
Huh?
What?
Oh, man, I'm waiting to get off, to tell you the truth.
Well, aren't we all?
That didn't sound even better, did it?
Yeah.
Mornings with Bruce Brady.
Now, maybe, did I mean to treat you bad? Yeah, but I did it anyway. And maybe some would say your life was sad, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall into the ground. And then someday your friends will stand beside as you are flying. Oh, you are flying all so high. But then someday people look at you, they're what they call their own, they watch you suffer. Yeah, here you're coming home. And then someday we can take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, but you left me.
Thank you. Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Okay, that's it. I'm Bruce Brady for this podcast on the Rock Radio 1 Radio and Entertainment Network. Have a good one. Thanks to Mad Cow Zach for the pre-production and all the help.
That's all.